like to call us back into order. We are on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 22, oh, I'm sorry. We are not on bills and resolutions on third reading. We are on reports of select committees.
Thanks, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this afternoon. First up was Bill number ONCA 22-77, an act to establish a revolving fund in the Treasury for storm shelter assistance and to authorize expenditures out of the fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Eli Potts. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed. Three yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was ONCA 22-78, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with three yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Next up was Bill number ONCA 24-54, an act to authorize and appropriate $120,000 to the City of Barnsdall for emergency assistance and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Next up was Bill number ONCA 24-55, an act to amend ONCA 23-85 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the housing assistance in the amount of $364,746 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Next up is Bill number ONCA 24-56, an act to amend ONCA 23-85 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $1,055,125 for village facility generators and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Last up was Bill number ONCA 24-57, an act to authorize and appropriate $110,015 to the City of Hominy for water treatment and water infrastructure and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action was due passes properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll send her a text. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2277 is an act to establish a revolving fund in the Treasury for storm shelter assistance to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed? Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I appreciate the Congress taking the time to address this legislation and its companion bill. And I agree with a great deal of what was said, but I think there's a lot that still needs to be addressed. One, that this bill is hypothetical. It's not. The EF4 tornado that hit Barnsdall was not hypothetical. And the lives lost were not hypothetical. The anxiety felt by Osages who faced disasters on a daily basis is not hypothetical. The destruction is assured. It's all but promised. It's not if, it's when. I'd like to address the notion that this bill was brought forward out of trauma or shock. It's not. This bill was filed in 2022. That's not out of shock or trauma. It was out of preparation and preemption. So however it's characterized, the reality is that this isn't a new request. It's a tragically out-of-date response, but I'm glad we're addressing it today. The one thing I really agree with is that I will always press hard, too hard. I will always be aggressive, absolutely annoyingly so, especially when it comes to the safety of our constituents. You can count on that. So regardless of how the argument's framed, the reality is that's what I feel that I'm supposed to do, is fight tooth and nail for our constituents. And I'll continue to do that. I'll be voting for the bill, but I am disappointed that it was lowered to $250,000. That represents assistance to 50 Osage citizens at the maximum of the $5,000 each. At this point, there's 54 impressions that are all positive on social media. I just spoke with two other Osages while we were on our break. They're planning to apply. The reality is the funds for this were expended before they were appropriated. Regarding better data, I'll just leave this here for consideration. We passed out over $1 million for improvements to restricted landowners. And I'm confident that they needed that. We have it. We knew that they needed it, and we did it because it was the right thing to do. I asked some of our staff to search for if we had the numbers for the restricted landowners. Perhaps we did, but there wasn't a record that we found from June to September of 2023 before we passed that bill regarding the total number of restricted landowners. But we saw this as an argument to say, hey, maybe we don't need this thing. It's going to be hard to have that 51st conversation with an Osage constituent. But the silver lining here is that almost everyone in the room has said that we'll appropriate more money if it's drained. But I'll go back to this. That's how we end up being reactive instead of proactive. We could have easily put more money in the fund to allow for this to go on in perpetuity through that revolving fund. But I appreciate that it's going to go today. I appreciate that we'll have an up and down vote on it. And I look forward to this bill being able to help people and help our communities. So thank you, Madam Speaker.
The question is, shall ONCA 2277 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2278 is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Congressman Keene, then Congresswoman Rebard.
So I just want to kind of clear the narrative that Congress has always been on board for storm assistance. As you see with this bill, there was a bunch of amendments made. There was a bunch of complex nuance to this. We worked through it in committee and we got it out. No bill's perfect, but we did care. I want to strike back against that narrative that we were just waiting for 2 years, that we just didn't care, that's just false. We had to better define homeowners. The bill started out as a reimbursement. We had to change that too. This bill took a lot of work. That happens in committee. So I just want to clear that again. I support Congressman Potts. But we worked together to get this out today. We didn't stand idly by, twiddling our thumbs, while this bill was quote unquote stuck in committee. So I just want to speak for the other Congress members and just kind of push back against that. So thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. And thank you to everyone that worked and voted on the amendment to reduce. And again, thank you, Congressman Keene, for coming up to clear up the narrative, because this is, again, I thought was a good intention. And I believe that. And I always like to feel good when I walk out of here thinking, wow, we worked together and we did some great things with no animosity. Working together to serve our people and meeting in the middle, but that also means working with our executive branch. And my time is limited at this podium. And what I'm trying to say, what I'd like to say, the way you can better serve your people is to put your pride down and you work with the next branch, which is our executive branch. And sometimes you have to make those calls and you have to work on a bill. And I did do that on the land bill. And I worked with the experts and there was data that I learned, just like I did about this. And that's because within this last couple of days, as soon as Speaker told us, you know, hey, we may be going into special session, I reacted quickly to that email because I wanted to. I had been talking to people. It's my job. I was having those talks with Johnny Kelly and Marissa and the people on the ground like Ross Walker and Bobby Tallchief. Guess what? They're all over at that executive branch. I emailed my chief and I told him what I'm doing. And then in an email within hours, I amended that email to better fit and serve our people because that's who I am. I worked. I thought, oh, that's a great idea. I need to make this to the city of Barnsdall. Let's not have the nation operate it because I have respect for those directors and those departments, the ones that have to implement and execute. And yes, they get paid to do so, but they're our people. They're struggling right now in financial assistance. A lot of our folks are. Look at all this stuff underneath Dr. Jan Heyman. We have so much going on, things to be proud of, but it takes us to work together in a collaborative manner to get things done. And this was reduced, not to hurt, but to look at it, just like we did with the VOTEC. Remember during CEJA, we come down, we thought, let's do it. $2 million we're gonna put towards that initiative. But we started thinking about it and working and talking to the branch, and we got it down to $1 million, and we were just fine. But I promise you, if Director Walcott came and said to us, I need more money, guess what? This speaker would call us into special session and we'd address it because we work together to address our needs. So, Congressman Potts, thank you for bringing this back up, and thank you, Speaker, for, you know, without objection, moving it into appropriations so that we can at least find out what this is going to do. And I think hopefully we learn that we can help our folks further, but let's do it in little small steps, because that's what I did with my land bill. It was small steps. Not the full amount was asked for, because we wanted to study and see and make good decisions and respect our people's money by providing data. I respect every one of you sitting in here. That's why I bring the people, and that's why I bring you data. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And don't know where this notion comes from that I just won't work with anybody. Assistant Chief Walker, I appreciate your text messages the next morning. We were in communication immediately following the disaster, specifically about these two pieces of legislation. And it was absolutely stated that we would, our executive branch would consider adding these to an executive proclamation. So I appreciate that communication. I appreciate the willingness to be open about what we're trying to do. So here we go. I appreciate it. I encourage my colleagues to vote for the bill. Let's get the funding in the fund and let's go help people. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
The question is, shall ONCA 2278 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stapler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There's an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2454 is an act to authorize and appropriate $120,000 to the city of Barnstall for emergency assistance and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2454 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2455 is an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide supplemental appropriations to housing assistance in the amount of $364,746 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2455 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2456 is an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $1,055,125 for village facility generators and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
Speaker, I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, as you know, this particular piece of legislation is to ensure that our villages, all of them, have proper generators in case of a tragedy such as we've just experienced in Barnstall. As we discussed in committee, Pawhuska already has a proper generator to take care of their building, so this will take care of Hominy and Gray Horse. Each village will receive a large and a small generator. This will take care of the community building as well as the chapel. We also amended in additional funds, $28,000, to assist Hominy with the daily water supply that the emergency services is taking care of now. So I urge you to vote yes, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2456 pass?
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There's an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2457, an act to authorize and appropriate $110,015 to the City of Hominy for water treatment and water infrastructure and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just received a text from the city manager of Hominy. And this is the update. DEQ took readings today of the chlorine disinfectants in our water and our system. Some levels around town are where they should be, but there are some sections of town that are not quite at the level DEQ wants to see. DEQ has instructed us to open some specific hydrants to pull the chlorine through to those areas that need to have higher levels, and we've completed that process. They will come back tomorrow to test again, we are still in a holding pattern in Hominy regarding water quality. Water distribution will continue at the fire department today until 7 p.m. and distribution hours tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'd like to thank colleagues for coming together quickly on this piece of legislation to be able to help the City of Hominy. Hopefully this allows them to acquire some infrastructure that can help keep their system afloat. It won't solve the problem, but it's more than a Band-Aid than what we've been putting on the system. And that's one thing that we continually talked about with the city manager is they've been band-aiding that for 40 years. And the terminology I kept saying was that let's at least go for a trip to urgent care. So I think that's what this is, and very appreciative of the help that we're able to deliver. I urge you to vote yes, and let's continue to watch the situation in Hominy and do what we can. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCA 2457 pass?
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. I want to provide a quick update from Jordan. We had 1.9 million in requests, and we have a remaining of 2.1 million. Left in the general treasury. Next item is adjournment.
Motion.
All those in favor of adjourning the session signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Good job, Congress.
Thanks, Chief.